The following episode of the Andres Segovia Show debuted on YouTube. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the notification bell so you never miss out on when a new video goes up. And what follows is the audio portion of said video. If you're listening to this at www.theandressagovishow.com, you'll find the video portion of it embedded in the show notes accompanying the episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
What's up, everyone? It's Andres. This is Andres Segovia Show. In this episode, I'm doing a reaction video to a content creator that I respect that is actually posting why he's leaving California. He's been talking about it for some time, and he's actually moved out of San Francisco and is currently residing in San Diego, but he said that San Diego was not the last place he was going to be. He's going to be moving out of California entirely, and he finally dropped a video about that, so I'm going to be reacting to it. Now, full disclosure, I have reacted to this before. I wanted to get my reactions live, but unfortunately, there were problems with the recording, so I'm like, crap, I got to do this again. So fine, I'll do it again. So I'm not going to fake my emotions or anything, but at least I know better where to kind of pause to chime in with some commentary, because this is the second such reaction video that I do to things related to real estate here in California. I've done a reaction video to PragerU's fleeing California earlier this year that I recommend you check out, both PragerU's and my commentary on it, which I'll be leaving a link to those of you watching on YouTube in the video description down below, or at the end of this video, you'll see it here in one of those hovering boxes. Now, for those of you watching at the Andres Segovia, www.theandressegovia.com, you'll be able to just scroll down below this one and find the embedded video of the my reaction to PragerU's video. So a little bit of background on this one. Nerdrotic is one of the channels that I ended up following as one of the good things that came out of the crappy season 8 Game of Thrones. Now, if you find yourself those loving season 8, I'm sorry, I'm not one of those. But one of the blessings that came out of that for me was I discovered The Critical Drinker. I ended up finding Geeks and Gamers. I was a little on and off with Geeks and Gamers, kind of the same thing with Nerdrotic. But they ended up growing on me, and I stayed subscribed ever since. So along the way, we all kind of got hit by the Vox apocalypse, and we all saw for what YouTube was doing. So content creators and influencers at that level, including small guys like me, were getting targeted like crazy. But anyway, here we are, and Nerdrotic, or Gary Buechler as his name is going to share his story as to why he's leaving California. And I, as a local broker servicing Orange County, Los Angeles, want to react to this because this is not an isolated story. So that's a long-winded interlude, but here we go. Let's watch this.
Hi, Governor. Thanks. You know, it was only a decade ago that a lot of people would describe California as ungovernable, and now a growing number say it's unlivable. What do you say to the people who are ready to give up on California?
I saw today there was a happiness index put out, California remaining one of the happiest states for individuals to live in the United States of America.
You gotta be kidding.
I don't think so.
And this talk of exodus, people talk about this a lot now, and people are leaving. Like in my industry, Joe Rogan left, Ben Shapiro.
This guy, Nerdrotic, Gary Buechler is his name. He's got this channel. His wife owns a salon in San Francisco, and he just announced his Cal exit, that he's out of San Francisco. They're taking off. The day after my wife cleared out of her salon in San Francisco that she was forced to close, a salon that was successful and the culmination of her life's work prior to the lockdown date of March 16, 2020, Nancy Pelosi decides to rub it in her face. That's what they're doing. He's exactly right.
They don't care about the people.
So what that post, what this guy's reading from, is a Twitter post that Gary put up on his Twitter, which I was looking for because this is just a few hours after Fox News blew off the lid with Nancy Pelosi's blowout, infamous blowout at a hair salon that opened up just for her, and she wasn't even masked up for it. So this is right after his wife, Gary's wife, Mrs. Nerdrotic, as he calls her, ended up closing her hair salon, and they ended up having to move out of San Francisco. Just rubs it in their faces. Anyway, let's go.
Nerdrotic.com.
California politicians continue to rub it in our faces to this very day, and the Golden State is raining something golden down on all of us. Now, I guess you can consider this part two of my Cal Exit video series. We'll call this one, Why I Am Leaving California. To briefly recap part one, you did hear part of it from Dan Proft right there from AM 560 in Chicago. Thanks for the shout out. My wife had a very successful salon in San Francisco. She had it for 15 years. She had an A-list clientele. She had to shut down on March 16th due to the coup and was never allowed to reopen. And it's
he's going to be dropping a lot of this coof a lot over and over again. This is insider speak for those that are familiar with Nerdrotic. It's referring to the virus that's causing the current pandemic. So that's a little bit of inside baseball for you, just in case you're not familiar with the terminology.
It's not like her salon was on the brink or she was living paycheck to paycheck. She was doing just fine. Unfortunately, San Francisco politicians don't care, and neither does Governor Gavin Newsom. And if you didn't think the fix was in before, well, in fairness to San Francisco, the salons are now open with limited capacity right after Nancy Pelosi got busted going into a salon that was supposed to be closed without her mask on. What a coincidence. Now, San Francisco is a city currently being run into the ground by Mayor London Breed, whose only accomplishments outside of creating a poop patrol are implementing insane coof restrictions and overseeing the largest loss of business in any major American city.
So, just about a month ago or two, there was the mainstream media was saying that there's no such thing as a poop patrol in San Francisco. Yes, there is. I actually covered it on my main show on the podcast earlier this year in a series that I used to do at the beginning of every month or at the end of every month, depending on where the Monday fell, called the News Roundup. And one of those was the Poop Patrol, because most people didn't believe it. We're talking about San Francisco. San Francisco needed to get a Poop Patrol because they were removing on a monthly basis an estimated 26,000 to 28,000 incidents of human feces from the streets and sidewalks. That's gross. That's San Francisco, folks. That's, you don't think poop patrol when you think San Francisco, but that's what people have to watch where they're walking whenever they're on the streets out there. Pedestrians and those that they're, and residents alike, you know, visitors, everybody have to watch out for that. It's gross.
Some reports say 49%, but recently it was reported 54%. That's right. San Francisco's number one. Before we get started, if you like what I do here, please consider subscribing to the channel and liking and sharing the videos. It really does help independent voices who are currently being drowned out on this platform by the authoritative sources of the mainstream media that YouTube likes to prioritize. I thank everyone who has subscribed, and I thank you for your continued support. Now let's crap on California a little bit. Everyone has second thoughts from time to time. I am no different, of course, especially when you're making a life-altering decision that's going to affect your family. So let's go back and check in on San Francisco briefly and see how things are going since I left.
Burglaries in San Francisco are up 42% compared to last year. And as of today, there have been more than 5,100 burglaries so far this year. And surveillance cameras like this one have captured many of the crimes, especially over the past, 2 months. And people in the northern part of the city, places like North Beach, Russian Hill, Pacific Heights, say they're experiencing break-ins almost daily.
But why are we leaving California? We are temporarily in San Diego, and it's not nearly as bad as LA or San Francisco. But the problem is, it still resides in California. Could we have waited it out? Well, we did. Then we decided to leave the state of California while we still could. This goes beyond partisan politics. These are the real world consequences of the games that are played in the offices of our state government. Now, Gavin Newsom was asked directly about the California exodus, and this was his response.
Hi, Governor. Thanks. It was only a decade ago that a lot of people would describe California as ungovernable, and now a growing number say it's unlivable. I personally know several people who have decided to move to other states. They've just had enough of worsening wildfires and rolling blackouts and smoky days when their kids can't go outside, and there are ads airing on our radio station now for a company serving people who want to leave the Bay Area. What do you say to the people who are ready to give up on California?
I don't know about you, but I don't think he liked being asked that question.
I've lived here half a century. I've heard this pretty much every decade. You referenced a decade ago, and in this last decade, we've been enjoying economic prosperity, the likes of which few states have enjoyed. Last 5 years, 3.8% average GDP growth, 120 consecutive months of net job creation.
That's interesting because the Hoover Institute says California businesses leave the state by the thousands.
Not just that. As someone that has one foot in construction, in the construction industry, and one foot into the real estate industry, I can tell you that a lot of people are leaving the state, including businesses that have either tried to survive here and couldn't, and that's why they left, or businesses that ultimately went out of business, and whatever was left over, those people try to start a whole new life elsewhere. I know quite a few of them. But on top of that, Governor Newsom is trying to give credit to somehow the policies of California have helped create these new jobs. No, they didn't. When you create a government bureaucracy and you create a new agency and you say new jobs, public sector jobs are not private sector jobs. You're just continuing to tax the public to fund your passion projects or line politicians' pockets. But on top of that, if those businesses were really happy to be here in California, we wouldn't have Tesla leave for Nevada. And that was before Gavin Newsom even came into office. That was under Jerry Brown. He was going to tax the hell out of Tesla. And said, well, joke's on you. We're going to build our plant in Nevada instead of California. That's what happens. So no, the jobs don't stay here, Governor Newsom. So I don't know where you're getting these numbers from.
California businesses are leaving the state in droves. In just 2018 and 2019 economic boom years, 765 commercial facilities left California. This exodus doesn't count Charles Schwab's announcement to leave San Francisco next year, nor does it include the 13,000 estimated businesses to have left between 2009 and 2016, and that is going to be the tip of the iceberg. But do continue, Governor Newsom.
And before he dives into that, it is during that period that was just referenced through that article that Gary was reading, for why now it looks like in this election cycle that the states that typically voted red are becoming more competitive, because that's how many people have left California. The businesses that have left ended up taking some of their employees with them, or some people that just couldn't live here in California anymore and got fed up. Well, it's their own policies that they voted for that's forced them out of the state. So once they moved, they did not leave their politics behind. They took it with them and were voting that same way in different areas, just Idaho, Arizona, Texas, and suddenly now we're talking about these states being up in contention, where they were predominantly always voting red, are now possibly purple, as they're calling it, because that's how many people have left California altogether. And residents of those states are not happy with Californians showing up and changing the demographic of the vote. So just throw that out there, because this is not the happiest place to live, and it's the worst place to do business.
Record surpluses, record reserves, record level of business startups, innovation.
What he essentially just said was, hey, baby, I know I just smacked you and knocked out two of your teeth, but remember our honeymoon? Remember that nice seafood dinner I took you to in 1996?
More scientists, more researchers, more Nobel laureates in this state than any other state in this nation.
Yeah, babe, it's me. Yeah, we're going to have to cancel our Cal exit. Well, Gavin Newsom just told me that we had more Nobel laureates than any other state. I guess we have to stay.
All of that remains. Finest system of higher education anywhere in the world.
Number one, least educated state? Yep, California.
Ouch.
Right here. That's according to new data from the Census Bureau.
I do realize he just said higher education, and you have to be high to think you're going to get an education in this state. Currently, my child is attending his freshman year of high school on Zoom. He's special needs. He needs extra attention, and that's something else Gavin Newsom hasn't responded to or addressed once. Prior to the lockdown, my wife and I spent a year trying to get our kid out of the California public school system and accepted into a Catholic school, which he was, but it wasn't allowed to reopen. So he's still technically attending a school that gives him projects like writing about white privilege in his creative writing class. But at least he doesn't have to deal with not being able to enter his classroom with the rest of his classmates because they can't remove a homeless guy, which did happen. as far as cherry picking all the good things that were good about this state, we'll talk about that later.
The balance sheet of the state is extraordinary. Our competitiveness is second to none. The international status that we enjoy as a brand and our capacity to compete also is best of class.
Again, I am no Ben Shapiro.
Hold on. Our balance sheet is strong. So why the heck do we need to borrow so much money? Why have there been audits to the gross mismanagement of the funds? Particularly, one of the biggest stories that no one's talking about is the pure fraud that's going on at the California Lottery, where all the projects, the passion projects from the left and what the lottery was meant to fund, none of it was reaching any of those programs. So where is the money? And how about the EDD? How about the fact that the state basically ran out of money in the first week or two of the lockdown and was asking for a bailout from the federal government? Look at my Western States Pact video to discuss that, because my goodness, there's a lot of things there that California wanted in terms of why they wanted the money, and it wasn't exactly to help the people. So no, Governor Newsom. You know, I'm actually feeling that this is a reaction video within a reaction video. That's not what I intended. I didn't know it was going to be that, but that's what it's becoming. A little bit of inception there.
And I am definitely not an economist, but CEOs rank California worst for business in the entire country. But my wife and I have run businesses and own them in this state, and we pay a lot in taxes. How bad are the taxes? Even Democrats are complaining.
I don't know what I'm getting for my super high taxes.
Bill Maher, who support and put into office the Democrats he's about to complain about, a person I largely disagree with, but occasionally he spouts out something sane, said this. Maher argued that the Democrats who run the state need to cut through the needless bureaucracy that he characterized as corruption. And if we were crazy enough to stay and wanted to start over, we have no interest in doing it in a state that wants to mandate our recovery or put pork on our recovery.
And so I'm very long this state, very confident in our ability to continue to prosper well into the future.
Over the last 6 or 7 months, we've had a front row seat in watching you having to actually have to do your jobs, you and your comrades there at the state. And it's become perfectly clear that you are willing to let thousands of businesses be sacrificed on the altar of Gavin Newsom.
And I would encourage you and many others just to look back as an example, a proof point, a point of reference to a edition of Time magazine that was done in 1994.
Yes, our governor's response to people leaving the states for reasons like rioting, looting, destabilization of society, loss of confidence in the police, inability to find work, lacking the desire to want to restart a business in a state that's not very friendly for it, is to refer to a magazine printed in 1994. I shit you not.
The entire special edition was saying California's best days are behind it. They talked about the mass exodus. They talked about wildfires in this state.
Now, I hate to disagree with our governor, who's also been lieutenant governor and mayor of San Francisco, whose dad used to work for the Getty Oil Corporation. I am just a humble ex-felon who's been kicked out of 3 high schools, but I remember 1994. I remember there being a slight recession, forest fires. I don't remember there being a coup and power mad politicians implementing unhinged restrictions and calls to defund the police.
I saw today there was a happiness index put out, California remaining one of the happiest states for individuals to live in the United States of America.
You know,
the happiest place on earth is about to lay off 28,000 people because Governor Newsom won't allow that to be reopened. Hollywood, all those actors are complaining and vying for attention through all these stupid little things that they do on social media that everybody pans them for because they're demanding attention. Hollywood is now demanding a bailout. Why? They got billions of dollars to go around.
Who's happy in California? The burglars, the rioters, the looters, and the politicians. And I'm guessing the people leaving the state, maybe they did some exit polling.
But as I always say, and forgive me, I'll say it yet again, it's our decisions, not conditions, that determine our fate and future.
You're absolutely right. That's why we have made our own decision to remove ourselves from this condition to determine our own fate and future. Now, if you would have made a couple of decisions, this state might have won. I'm guessing there's 28,000 former Disney employees who might agree with me. By the way, did you know Gavin Newsom sent some of his staff to research Disney World,
which is open and doing business, and they came back and promptly kept Disneyland closed?
And I have confidence in our capacity to compete, to thrive, not just survive.
Spoilers, he doesn't talk about reopening any venues like arenas or small theaters. He doesn't talk about crime, homelessness, and he doesn't talk about small business.
The next number of years, and I would just encourage folks that are leaving to consider the fact that this state 6-7 months ago was dominating in so many different sectors, and those core tenets of this state remain still.
Sheer hubris.
Sacramento has lost 33% of their small business. Oakland, 32%. San Jose, 35%. Fresno, 26%. Bakersfield, 31%. Los Angeles, 27%, San Diego, 28%, and according to this map, San Francisco has lost 49%. California has lost a third of its small business, and you didn't even bring it up? The core tenants of this state were the entrepreneurs, the small business owners, like my wife, and you can't bring them back with your governing by virtue.
And this talk of exodus, people talk about this a lot now, and people are leaving. Like in my industry, Joe Rogan left, Ben Shapiro.
We're leaving because it's pretty clear you're not going to give up your power anytime soon. So we will depower you and defund California and continue with our Cal exit. My son is at a pivotal point in his life. He's 15, he has Asperger's, and he isn't learning jack shit on Zoom. On a personal note, I am a grateful recovering addict, an addiction that has led me to homelessness, prison, and damn near death. And I have been able to rebuild my life through sobriety, which needs to be maintained by going to meetings in person, something I've only recently been able to do. And online meetings help. And if that is your only option, please keep going. But a lot of my fellow brothers and sisters have had their recovery disrupted, which has led directly to a spike in relapse, overdose, and self-deletion. There is still sanity in this world, just not in California, a one-party state that has been run in the ground for decades. It's time for people to recognize this. Gavin Newsom decided to arguably cherry pick some of the best bits that were good about California, including the best economy I have seen in my lifetime. One he had nothing to do with, and one you cannot just flip a switch on.
There's a lot of what Gary just shared that I did not know. And it's powerful because just last month, I was part of some of my veteran friends and active service members were asking me to help bring awareness and participate in different things to do it in the service of the veterans, for those that have been forgotten and those that are suffering, particularly because of isolation was just not helping him during this lockdown, and it was tough enough even before all this. So lockdown just exacerbated it. So I can imagine that not being able to be with your support group is really, really difficult. I've heard about some people that were struggling with it. That's why I try reaching out to a lot of people on a personal basis, made personal time to sit down with them and do that, what I call virtual tea times. I did that for like every single day for at least 40 days, as much as I could, just to reach out to different people. And I can count only one of those times that I was not able to really break through to help somebody, but everybody else has been able to express some kind of gratitude because I made that kind of time for them. So just throwing it out there that it's what he's mentioning is really deep, and I'm glad he shared that a lot for us to understand what's going on and why he's making the decision to leave California.
Politicians do not create good economies, people do, but politicians can prevent them. Why would any of us want to restart in a state that costs twice as much to live, but we have half as much freedom? Rioting and looting done with impunity, politicians who cannot do something as minimal as call out Antifa, and insane COOF restrictions that are destroying businesses and families. Case in point, we have some new orders from Chairman Newsom. This is from Rob Schneider's Twitter. Dear Emperor Gavin Newsom, during our allotted 3-family limit this Thanksgiving, if my aunt comes over, can I throw her a slice of turkey from the window? We promise not to sing. We will just whisper, please recall Dip Gavin Newsom. Yes, there are new rules that only 3 people can come over for Thanksgiving, but you're not allowed to sing. And we've learned a lot about the COOF. It knows where you are. It knows what race you are. It knows what time it is, and it doesn't like singing. Again, we're going to be okay. Our story is one of many, and there are people who have it far worse who can't just up and leave, and you have my greatest sympathies. I promise my family will not vote like Californians, but this will have an adverse effect on the country. Think about Seattle. Think about Portland. Think about the consequences of having Californians move to your city. Ben, I've got the lights. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. I'll see you in the next video.
Okay. So that last phrase there, Ben, I got the lights, it's in reference to Ben Shapiro from the Daily Wire. But Ben said, for the last person leaving California, because you ultimately will leave, turn off the lights. So Gary, I don't think you're the last one. Now, I just want to make a disclosure here, because when I first started following Nerdrotic, same thing applies to Geeks and Gamers and even the Critical Drinker. I at no point thought of any of these guys being conservative or even independents, because of the nature of what they were in and because of what I'm used to on YouTube, I assumed they were more leftists in their political ideologies. But as more went along with the political climate in our country over the past, I would say, 18 or so months that I've been following them, I've seen them either show more of their political side, or they've been traveling more center right in their viewpoints, and that's part of circumstance, I believe. So I never got the impression that they were like this in a way, especially when it came to Gary Buechler. So for them to be throwing out powerhouse conservative names was actually a big shock to me. Like, oh, cool. So another person that listens to some similar voices that I listen to and tend to agree with. That was quite something. But overall, what you're getting at here, overall what I'm getting at in this entirety of this reaction video is someone else has been a victim of the policies and I guess the economics of being in California, where it's so difficult to be here. No. If you can leave, you probably have left. I know those that have left. I'm very anchored in California, for which is why I can't leave, but I am diversifying along with my family. We'll be diversifying out of California so we don't have all our eggs in one basket, because under Gavin Newsom, we've actually seen an egregious power grab from the government to take over private property. So when they take over private property, you have no freedoms. And I said this in my episodes prior to this, where your freedoms begin with your home. And if you're not allowed to enjoy your own home, because the government's going to step in and tell you that the Gestapo, they're going to be checking your house, because that's literally what LA does, then you can imagine that eventually they'll just take over your home. And that's exactly what they're proposing for this November ballot with Proposition 21, that they want to take over more of your property. They want to tax you up the wazoo, such as Proposition 15, which is going to basically destroy all small businesses. And then you have Proposition 19, which is basically going to force people to sell their homes. And selling their homes, they're going to be collecting way more taxes because that's what they want. And unfortunately, we have the realtor associations backing this, which looks awful as a special interest grab. So I hope people don't fall for it, and I hope they vote no across all three propositions. But this is not an isolated story. I know a lot of people, friends and family, that have been in similar situations, that have left. In some cases, they lost their business. In other cases, they just couldn't keep their business momentum going here, for which is why they left. And if this was such a great place to be in, we wouldn't have these big time businesses leaving California too. And that was not just because of the recession of 2008-2009. We're talking about what's going on now, before, during, and after the lockdowns. So just a reminder, if you're still in a county like San Francisco and Los Angeles that's still under lockdown, that has nothing to do with the federal government. That's got everything to do with the powers that be that run the state. And if that's not bad enough, they want to kick you while you're down. You can't open your business, but they make sure that you keep your lights on and that you keep somehow, some way, your insurance is on. And if you're a property owner, even though you can't pay your mortgage, you better be sure not to turn off the utilities if you're the one paying for them for the tenants, and you better be paying your insurance there too. But you can't declare bankruptcy. The state won't allow you. What? Yeah, this is the level that we've gotten to. That's why the state, the state is so nice. They wanna reach out and help the assembly, the state senate, and the governor, Gavin Newsom. They wanna help those that have been affected the hardest by taxing you up the wazoo.
No joke. That's California for you. And that's why people are leaving. Those that can are leaving or have left. And those that want to leave, unfortunately, can't. So hashtag save California, hashtag Cal exit. But there you have it. That's my reaction video. If you'd like me doing reaction videos to other people talking something similar to real estate, I'll be happy to do it. I actually will start building a playlist. I have a reaction playlist. I'll be leaving a link to the description down below for those of you watching on YouTube. But for those of you watching on the website, then I recommend you jump over to YouTube to check this out. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay to know, and follow my podcast wherever podcast directory that you use. Odds are you'll find my show there. Join Off the Record on my website where I talk even more in depth about the things that I do and what interests me off the record, because YouTube can't censor me there, neither can Google and stuff like that. So just FYI, thank you so much for watching this video. I'll see you on the next one.